The egg's journey starts after the retrieval. Under the careful care of the embryology lab, the eggs are inseminated, sperm is introduced. Any embryos that form will then be cultured in the laboratory, typically into blastocyst embryos, a stage achieved 5 or more days following insemination. Along the developmental journey from egg to blastocyst, the number of embryos in contention goes down. This is expected and normal. Here's what that looks like in a donor egg cycle. Here's how the numbers typically look at each stage. Of the follicles that reach 14 millimeters or more in diameter, about 65 to 85% are expected to yield an egg at retrieval. Of those eggs, 60 to 90% are expected to be mature. Only mature eggs have the potential to fertilize. Likely, you will be using frozen donor eggs and will receive a batch or lot of 6 to 8 eggs that were mature at the time of freezing. On average, approximately 10% of frozen eggs do not survive upon warming. Of the surviving mature eggs, 60 to 80% are expected to fertilize successfully, resulting in an early embryo. By day 5 or 6, 10 to 60% of those early embryos are expected to progress to the blastocyst stage, the most advanced point of embryo development before transfer or freezing, depending on age. Unfortunately, some donor retrievals and some warmed donor egg lots result in no embryos suitable for transfer. In some cases, eggs may not survive or may not fertilize or develop as expected. Even when development progresses, it is possible that no embryos may reach the blastocyst stage or be suitable for transfer. While the outcome of not having at least one embryo suitable for transfer is uncommon, it is important to be aware of this possibility prior to starting. If you have questions about the embryo development process, including how factors specific to you may impact your outcomes, your care team is the right place to start.